When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. We're also streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Oliville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We'll have our colleague check-in. We'll hear from our pal Chris Russell, the Rooster, coming up in 20 minutes. He's host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980, and we'll get back into the Commanders-Steelers game and start looking ahead more towards the Eagles game, which it's not on Sunday. It's on Thursday.
It's coming up.
So it is a quick turnaround for the Washington Commanders.
But it's also short for Philly, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
And they played a couple hours shorter.
They played the later game, and they had to fly from Dallas. So that's a little bit later getting back to their beds, but it's a big one. It's a huge game.
But I wanted to mention a couple things from the weekend. So on Friday, I had an appearance at the Verizon store in Rockville.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not far from me. I go to the location, and there are no parking spaces. And it immediately dawns on me, well, everybody's there to go see B. Mitch, right, which was 100% the deal. Like, they had the towels,
yep,
the red towels.
Burgundy.
There. Burgundy towels, sorry.
They're burgundy.
They are burgundy towels. And you just, we talked about it beforehand. You're reminded of where you are in the pecking order.
Oh,
when
yeah,
somebody like B. Mitch is there, like they had a location just for him to take pictures,
yep,
and sign autographs. Now, there were Junkies listeners that were nice enough to like say hello, but they were all there to see B. Mitch. Major Tutty came by.
I did see Major Tutty made an appearance.
He was doing his bit.
Yeah.
The mascots always make me laugh because they are committed to bit. Even if you like, in person.
Sure.
Like when nobody else is around, go, hey, thanks for coming out. Yeah. They won't say anything.
Can't break character.
They will not say anything.
That's the number one rule for mascots. You can't break character and start talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just can't do it.
I would think they might say, what's up?
No, you can't. Like,
appreciate you coming. Thanks.
I mean, don't you know anything about mascots?
Nothing. Yeah. And then I wanted to give a shout out to one of our listeners who gave me not one, but two leather bags. His name is P. Well, his name's not P, but he's a short Indian guy.
His name is P? Like,
he goes by P.
Like okay. Potty?
I forget. At one point I heard he has a very Indian first name.
Okay.
He says, everybody just calls me P.
Okay, easy, yeah.
Everybody calls me P. And he wants to hook everybody here with these leather bags. They're amazing. Put your laptop in it, whatever. These backpacks. He hooks up B. Mitch. So he was nice. So a lot of people came out to that. But before that, we had a little discussion if black tie means tux.
Mm-hmm.
I had my wife's gala on Saturday night. I was kind of resolute that I was not going to spend money and get a tux. Chris Farley backed me up, and he's like, nah, just wear a dark suit.
Right.
Then when I left here, I was like, maybe I should text the organizer of the event. And she sent me a very terse message because I wrote like two or three sentences. Mm-hmm. Like, my buddy says black suit's fine. Yeah. And she knows Chris because he won the dancing event a couple years ago in the corporate challenge. And she just wrote, black tie means tux.
Ooh. So annoying. That
was, it was almost an all caps you know message. Yeah. It wasn't.
She's annoying.
But I just felt like this. And my wife kind of wanted me to. So I drove over to Men's Warehouse.
Sure. I know exactly where it is.
They don't do next day tuxes.
Oh.
They don't do it. Then I called and I had to just suck it up. I went to Macy's and I bought a tux.
Well, they actually sell them at a Macy's? That's good because you probably got a good deal. Macy's is good.
Yeah, I got a good deal. I bought, you know, and they'll hook you up where you get star rewards. Do you have a card? Do you have star rewards and all this stuff? But I mean, I still spent. Now, I didn't get the cheapest.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't get the most expensive. Mm-hmm. So I got the jacket, I got the pants, I got a shirt, I got a bow tie.
What about shoes?
I did not get the shoes.
I posted a picture.
Here's the thing with tuxes. When you rent or buy a tux, you get those shiny ass black shoes and they pop and they look good.
Right.
But you wore like beaters.
Right. And this is
people
rare.
Wear, like Jordans with tuxes or no? Is that a thing?
My buddy Eric did.
Yeah.
Buddy Eric did. He had a tux and he wore Jordans. And the interesting thing is, you know that we post a picture on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We get blasted by 90% of the audience. In this case, I posted a picture with my wife. Now she's carrying the picture. Mm-hmm. But almost all compliments, except for about four or five people that did catch the shoes.
Right.
I used old nubbers. I polished them. I had black polish. I poured on the polish so they were as black as possible, but they were not tuxedo shoes. But it was a great event. I got to thank Chris Farley. He came out to support. My friends Ryan and Eric came out to support. Jess did an amazing job. She won the judges award.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that won the dance contest raised almost $50,000. Mm-hmm. That's 40% of the score. Jess, I think, did a good job, raised $14,000. Mm-hmm. But when 40% of your score is the fundraising, you're going to win. That's how Chris Farley won.
Yeah.
He was a good fundraiser, not necessarily a good dancer.
Again, I said on Friday, it's a horrible way to do your scoring, but maybe I'm the outlier here.
Well, they want to encourage the fundraising.
I understand the concept of a fundraiser.
And the truth is, there was one woman who competed who choreographed for like Missy Elliott and all of these like rappers and R&B dancers. She was amazing. Like she came out and crushed it. It was like, oh, whoa, that's a real dancer.
Right.
So there were some good dancers, but I had a good time Friday night.
They didn't have any dudes dancing, right?
No, they did.
Oh, they did.
There was a guy from 99.5 or DC 101.
Oh, okay.
He danced. I think his name was
Don't
Nick
ask
Gomez.
Me, please. Yeah. I'll say no.
Yeah. But no, I'm out. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what the tough job is. Because Farley was trying to rope me into MC it next year.
Oh.
That is a hard no.
Never.
It was
team.
I'm surprised
never.
You it said
was,
no.
I know.
Have you ever said no before?
Because it was Darren Haynes and Julie Donaldson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's there in their black tie, and it's like a big wedding. So there's like 500 people in there. It's at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Nice.
And people are talking, they're eating, and they're doing like shtick on stage.
And no one's paying attention.
You know what I mean? And they got to hype up the crowd. And then they have to do the auction.
Oh.
And they're like, hey, there's 2,000 over here.
Turn auction.
You couldn't pay me to do that.
No. You could. But it would have to be a healthy song.
Oh, it would have to be
so much money.
It'd have to be so much where I couldn't say no.
It goes against the spirit of charity, raising a bunch of money.
I just couldn't do that.
Chris told me he went up to Darren Haynes. So they, at one point, they asked the people that had performed in previous galas to come on stage, the alumni from DC's Dancing Stars. And Chris went on stage and he said, when Haynes wasn't on the mic, he just whispered, he was like, you're doing a great job. And Haynes said, this is brutal.
Is that what he said?
But Haynes sells it. Like,
he's a professional.
He's like, you know, all out, good dude. That will be a hard no if I'm asked.
Big time hard
Any hosting of anything is a hard no for me.
Generally with you at this point.
Any
I've done
hosting.
It before, and it ain't fun.
Well, did they
hard
already,
no.
I thought you said they already asked you.
No,
not really.
They
like they just
asking.
Yeah,
they're just kind of
hinting.
He could tell.
Yeah, like Farley. Like my wife danced for the Jennifer Bush Foundation, and Chris is friends with the person that runs that foundation. So that all the charitable money went to the foundation, and Chris asked me to ask my wife to dance, And next year, he's going to ask somebody because they're looking for new people or they're trying to figure out ways to fundraise. And it's going to be a hard no.
I can tell him I love Chris Farley. Don't ask me for 2025 or beyond. I love you. You're my guy. But that's a bridge too far.
It's a bridge. You could send me all the hokas in the world. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. But I'll say this. Farley did not wear a tux, but he had a black suit and he had a black tie. And he looked good. And I'm relieved that I actually got the tux because out of, let's say, 500 people, 250 men, maybe there were three people that didn't have a tux. Like, I would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
How much you plunk
down? What
were
they wearing?
Let me guess the total for Macy's. He hasn't said it, has
600.
He? And I missed it.
I'm going to say 600.
Oh, I don't think he went 600.
350.
I'm going to say with the discounts, like between 350 and I'm going to go 375.
I think it was actually probably between 350 and 375. I didn't tally it up because
to
save money, she did it on three separate tickets.
Yeah.
She was like, she was actually a good saleswoman. She was like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get the jacket on one ticket, you're going to get the pants on another ticket, and you get the shirt and a bow tie on another. I was like, whatever you got to do.
I did see somebody joining that you had a clip-on bow tie, but look, you're supposed to know how to tie a bow tie? I mean, please. I would be team clip-on bow tie.
Yeah,
Well, couldn't you do a bow tie that was strapped around, but it was already pre-made?
Yeah, that's what I mean, like a clip-on.
That's bad. I'm sorry. You can't be a grown man, 53 years old, wearing a clip-on.
Really?
How to do a bow tie?
Well, nobody. That's what, first off, we YouTube's for. And if you don't, then you figure out someone to tie it for you.
No.
That's for fifth grade photo at elementary school.
I would say clip-on regular ties is for kids. But a clip-on bow tie, I think it's acceptable.
It's all the way around.
Well, I'll say this. The sales lady, I think her name was Christina.
Okay,
I could
Ralph
be wrong.
Lauren over there.
Yeah, right.
The basics.
I'll be honest. I didn't know what I was getting. Yeah, like I said, sure. I need it. She goes, do you need a bow tie? I said, yes, I need a bow tie. She just rang it up. It could have been tie the bow tie, and then I would have been screwed.
Yeah.
Because my wife had to, I drove to the
Four
Seasons.
You wouldn't have gotten
it on. I dropped her off at 1 o'clock. The show started at 6, or the cocktail hour started at 6. I think the show was 8 till 10. So it was a late night.
Yeah, what would you have done? How would you have gotten the tie on?
I would have had to do what Trav's talking about. I had to YouTube it.
Oh,
I'd have been in my room for like 20 minutes.
You'd have been fumbling for an hour.
I would have been fumbling.
20 minutes, hour.
So I was relieved that there was a clip. But dude, my night wasn't. I was out till like 2 a.m. because we went to the bar after.
Yeah, Drabby went deep.
But Drabby did the same thing on Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's been probably 15 years since I've stayed up till almost 3 a.m. I think it was 2:45 by the time I finally went to sleep.
Right.
I went to a 90s. 40th birthday party. A 40th birthday party, 90s was the theme.
Okay.
Everyone was wearing costumes.
So much grunge music being played.
Oh, well, not just grunge. It was a lot of Britney Spears, thong songs.
Yeah.
Tupac.
Right. Yeah.
But we took, it was my wife's friend Lauren. She turned 40 years old. We took a bus to Reston Town Center to Open Road.
Okay. Hanging out at Open
place
Road.
Is awesome, by the way.
It is.
Could have used one of those gift cards that we were giving out left and right.
It's huge.
I would take one.
It's a huge spot.
So that was the pregame spot.
You know
that was the pregame. Here's the thing. It was a great idea, this idea. The poor planning part was we went to a bar for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's doing their Orange Crush cocktails, all kinds of stuff. And then we went to the roller rink, okay?
Yeah.
It was a private event, so we couldn't get there till 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
It was from 10:30 to like 12:45.
You didn't mention who you were dressed up as. I know, but who were you dressed up as?
I was dressed up as Billy Hoyle from White Men Can't Jump.
Okay. I like it.
Good one. My wife was Rosie Perez.
All right, good.
The couple's theme costume.
Very nice.
Big hit. Everyone loved it.
All right.
So you had the hat on backwards?
Yeah. The shorts, everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you post pictures of you?
On my IG story. It still might be up there. I don't know.
What were you drinking?
I was doing those Orange Crushes.
Oh, you were?
And then high noons in the bus.
You were feeling what?
You mean Surfsides.
Surfsides.
Yeah.
Sorry. dude, people were hammered at 40 years old getting on roller skates that they haven't been on in 30 years.
Disaster.
What do you think happened?
They're falling left and right.
Girl shattered her wrist. Lights go on. The guy runs the waiver out to the floor, making her sign it with her left hand because her right hand's broken.
Signed a waiver after the accident?
Yeah, he botched it somehow. After the accident.
I mean, like, I'm not
that's a cover your ass move.
My wife fell 15 times.
She was hammered.
Was she hammered? She got hurt?
No, she just was. She's just a klutz, I guess, on skates. But we get home. She's complaining about her hip. She takes off her shorts. It's a basketball size.
Bruise.
Just so much blood and liquid in there. We almost had to go to the ER.
Now, these would have loved watching that on, like, Dr. Pimple Popper.
That totally ruins your night because also. That's almost a guaranteed crush at night when you go out to your costume party.
No.
He was so tired.
You would have been like Roller Girl in Boogie Nights. Yeah.
The only thing that was getting crushed were the aspirin.
I know, but I'm saying it would have been.
Could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
What time did
probably
you get up?
Probably not if you're getting home at 2 in the morning.
What time did you get up
probably
the next
did you drop off your kids at her parents or something?
My mother-in-law came out.
Yeah, so it would have been a night without the kids.
Yeah.
Drinking, having fun.
Did you end up upstairs in the guest room like you normally do?
She's got a hematoma the size of Rhode Island on her hip.
No, I was scratching her back. She was sobbing.
She was wearing the Ravens purple color rush.
Yeah. That sucks.
No, it was a good time. The roller rink, I mean, those falls, you can't take them like you did when you were 12.
Yeah, those are some serious bumps you're taking.
I felt twice bruises. I have bruises all over my body. Right. Everyone's just... They skated for 10 minutes and
these
then crawled
bruises.
To the side.
Bruises! Right. Silly by train.
What were you, were you like skating really hard or just a simple?
I know you're the rollerblading guy, so for you it's.
What?
You're a big rollerblader?
Yeah, but I'm not great at stopping and stuff.
I'm assuming these are the old school roller skates, not inline, like the four wheels.
No, I had four wheels.
Okay.
Because I just never got on rollerblades, but most of the people were on blades.
Oh, they were on rollerblades.
But
okay.
Most of the guys.
How do you fall? Like, I'm just curious. I'm not saying I wouldn't fall. I'm just asking.
What do you mean? You just start leaning backwards and then fall on your tailbone.
You just ask how does someone fall?
Well, I mean,
lose your balance.
You fall forwards,
I only
fall
fell
backwards.
Because my wife pulled me down twice.
Yeah.
Like, she was struggling to get up and yanked my sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And then I...
Listen.
Collateral damage.
Yeah. I've fallen before on ice. And I rollerbladed for a couple years all the time.
Yeah.
I never fell. But I was scared to fall. But I never fell. The closest I came was I'd get a leaf in my wheel. And I'd be going on one leg. You know.
Oh, no.
Try to save myself.
No, these people were hammered and haven't been on skates in 30 years. It was just a wipeout central. I wasn't going to use the walker.
What's the walker?
You know, like children use.
Oh, they do that for some people?
I would never do that.
I've heard Drab before.
That's humiliating.
Drab, when asked about like using a helmet like when riding a bike, I believe his quote was, I'd rather have my brain splattered all over the sidewalk than wear like a brain bucket.
Yeah, I'm not a big safety guy.
Really?
A walker? You can't be a guy and using a walker at the roller rink.
What do they put tennis balls underneath
it?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of you're going to have one of those soon enough when you're 80.
Oh, one last thing I wanted to say about the one last thing I wanted to say about the dancing thing. I did get to meet my wife's partner, Alex.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
a lot of joning on the show about
Hello,
Alex.
JP. How
did
feel?
Did he hear about that?
How did it feel to be cocked by?
I think he might have been. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Super serious about dance.
Right. That guy,
he has a girlfriend. She's a dancer too. Yeah. He had a showcase dance the next day.
Right.
Like the guy's all dance.
I
all business.
24/7.
I bet he's all banging too. I bet he's into banging.
I don't know.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
But
hey, real quick, speaking of fundraisers, I'm going to be out at the Pink Ribbon Hoppy Hour breast cancer fundraiser on Thursday night.
Hoppy Hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at Old Ox Brewery.
All right.
So it's at...
Hence Hoppy instead of Happy.
Yeah.
I get it.
November 14th, this Thursday, come on out. They're going to have silent live auctions, raffles, live music, catered.
Great beers. Let me guess, you're handling a silent auction instead of a live auction.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing a live auction. But it's at Old Ox Brewery in Ashburn. Come on out, hang out, and spend some cash. But it's for a great cause. Of course, my mother passed away from breast cancer 5 years ago. So I try and do this every year. So come on out.
Coming up next, Chris Russell, the Rooster, joins us for our colleague check-in as we talk Commanders Steelers next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.